Well, this Friday and Saturday at Del Clark Lake in outside of Canby, of course, it's a big fishing tournament going on, sponsored by the Canby Sportsman's Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association. And here to tell us all about it is Casey Napkin. Casey, how many years has the Sportsman Club and the Fire Association been doing this ice tournament?
This is our seventh annual this year. We did have to skip that one year due to ice conditions, but we are under number seven. Open many more to come.
All right. Yeah, looking forward to it. You have a Q92 come down there and broadcast live both days. It's a lot of fun, a lot of people, and looks like we're going to get some pretty good weather.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. A little cold on Friday, but not as cold as other years. Saturday is looking really good for the two-hour tournament, so really get your kids out there and come out and do some ice fishing.
Yeah. I know you've made a determination to have it because just about a week or so ago, it was pretty warm temperatures, wasn't it, for making ice?
Yeah, I don't know. Minnesota in the last 5 years has not been good on guys that like to ice fish. We just need a normal winter back one of these years. we did an ice check this morning, and we made the final decision. We got 15 to 16 inches of crystal clear ice out there. So you'll definitely find my own rig. I got a 3/4 ton pickup with a 21-foot house that I ice fish in every weekend, and I've been on less. I would say that I would want 20 inches underneath, but we ain't getting that around in this area. But I'm very confident in 15, 16 to be out there myself.
So. Good, good. All right, Casey, why don't you tell us some of the details of the two-day ice fishing tournament?
So the two-day will start on Friday. We open up the gates. Actually, we are going to have a house or a guy out there Thursday night. If you are coming in on Thursday, we will register you Thursday night up until about 10 o'clock. I think Larry's going to sit out there. He kind of has fun doing that, visiting with people coming in early. And then on Friday, we're going to open that back up at 11. And if you come in at 11, you'll be able to get registered, get your pail. We got pails from Runnings again, which everyone loves a good 5-gallon pail, along with a bunch of goodies that are going to be in there. I would have to say just us putting the pails together the other night, and of your $25 entry fee of whoever's bringing the house, you're getting that in that pail itself.
Wow.
Because there's flashlights, pizza cutter, something else in there. I can't exactly remember, but
yep. It's
definitely a... 5-gallon pails aren't cheap when you go buy them anymore.
That's
so
right.
That in itself is a big plus.
Yep, good.
So that, like I said, up until 4, but even if you come after 4, we still register the whole time. So say you don't get off work until 5 on Friday, we got guys sitting there. We'll definitely get you registered and get you out on the lake to compete overnight all the way up until 4 o'clock the next day the 24-hour runs. On Saturday, the 2-hour will start open gate at 11. We'll do a start time of 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. And then from 3 until 4, kind of that shutdown time period, we get all the winners of the 2-hour figured out and kind of get gathered together for the 24-hour. And then we list out the prize winners after the 4 o'clock mark on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a lot of prizes that you guys give away. Tell us about that.
I think when we did prizes the other night, we got 30-some for the 24-hour, and we do that kind of the biggest in each species going across, like walleye, northern crappie, perch, and pan. And then in the 2-hour, I think we got like 41, and your top 5 are kind of your more expensive, and then after 5, we randomize them. So you could be all the way down to the smallest fish and still win a $600 portable fish house.
Wow.
We kind of do that way, kind of keep the interest throughout. And for the guys that are getting the big fish, get them that top 5, a little extra bonus. But you could be number 11 and still win a auger, $400 or $500 prize.
Right. It's over $20,000 in prizes, I understand. Or is it more than that now?
I always stay at 20,000 because I don't do the exact calculation on it. But there's more prizes in our contest than any contest that I've ever done.
Is there a Canby Cash winner every hour?
Yep, that's kind of a cool thing one of our members came up with a couple years ago. We go and get Canby Cash, and if you're out there and you get a ticket. You get put into a drawing every hour. I believe it's $50 every hour we give away. And we release cool. that on our website, and that'll go to Camby Cash as any business in town. I believe every business is signed up for Camby Cash. It's as good as cash.
Yep.
You stop in there, even if you're from out of town, stop in on Sunday. Both our grocery store, a lot of businesses are still open on Sunday.
Yep.
And pick up $50 free with that drawing. So don't think if you're not from Camby, you can't use it, because Camby is very fortunate to have a lot of businesses open on Sunday even.
Yeah, that's right, and they support the fishing tournament very well, don't they?
Yes, we can't do this without having the local support, and we've even got support from the general area, I say, so mm-hmm. It's really nice to see.
All right, my question, is there food?
Oh, there's food, and you're going to see my smiling face delivering to the all the houses at night.
Oh, you deliver?
Oh, yeah, we deliver. My wife usually does it, but my daughter has a basketball game, so she has to bow out, so I got tagged in to do that part.
Okay.
So I'll be out there. I'm not as good looking as my wife by any means, so I probably won't get the tips like she does, but I'll just be happy to get people the food.
There you go. It's burgers, and there's breakfast and rolls, I understand, too, huh?
Yep, we're going to have burgers typically starting Friday afternoon and throughout the night up until 10, 11 o'clock or until I fall asleep in my Ranger. And then you also maybe, I'm going to say just maybe, find a fire department personnel going around with a pull tab box or two that you'll be able to call, and they'll come right to your house if you're into pull tabs.
Okay, good. All right, and I understand you got some raffle tickets available.
We got raffle tickets still available, yep. Make sure you stop in and talk to Larry up at registration if you're coming down, and or if you want some, reach out to us on Facebook right now, and we can try to get them to you somehow. We still got plenty of those left to get sold out, and that's a cash raffle. I think top prize is $3,000, and it works down from there.
Okay, good. You guys put a lot of time into this all year long, don't you?
Yeah, we typically start these meetings in July and just kind of meet on a monthly basis, and it really gets ramped up coming towards the end here. Just trying to get all the prizes put together and all the logistics part. Ice Castle always usually gets us a fish house to use, so I got to give them big props. That we got to get that all lined up, and those guys are really great to work with to get us that, along with other businesses that donate light towers. And it's a... when you go 24 hours, you got to have the resources, and it's been great to see these businesses that will step up and give us a call and say, hey, we have this to use, and right. It's just kind of cool to see.
Yeah. I like the two-hour tournament because you see a lot of kids, a lot of families out there fishing on Saturday.
Yep, and if you bring your kid out to fish the 24 or the two-hour, they're going to get an extra little tackle box, a light, and some other things in the tackle box. So we try to give something out to each kid. That way it gets their interest in. I know when I was that age, I got a free pole, and I thought I won the World Series it stuck with me, and all the way 45 years later, I still remember it.
All right. Anything else you want to mention there, Casey? I know you put the there's a website we can go to. We can talk about this later, but when people bring in the kids, it's a catch and release, right?
It is a catch and release. That's why we do the pails. So we put the fish back in as soon as they get weighed.
Right.
That way we keep the fish population in Del Clark up.
Yep, good. Yeah, it's a great event. The Camby Sportsman Club and Camby Fire Relief Association, seventh annual fishing tournament this Friday and Saturday at Del Clark Lake in Camby. I'll be there broadcasting in the afternoon, and I always look forward to that every year, Casey.
Yeah, I do too, even with a lot of work put into it. My funnest day out of the year.
Yep, that's right. Anything else we should mention? Did we touch on everything there?
I think we hit her all. I appreciate anyone that comes out to support the two organizations, and look forward to seeing you guys all there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Casey. Appreciate it. We'll see you Friday.
Will do. Have a good one.
Yeah, Casey Napkin from the Camby Sportsman's Club. Once again, the 7th Annual Fishing Tournament at Del Clark Lake in Camby is happening this Friday and Saturday Come on down. Even if you're not going to fish, it's quite the sight. Just come down, have a burger and stuff, and visit with people.